Hey everyone, welcome to the Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Audrey.
And on this podcast, we share the messy, honest, unfiltered, and not so curated parts of our life.
Think of this podcast as a bunch of bloopers with some truth bombs sprinkled throughout.
That's right. We're going to be taking you behind the scenes of our daily routines, our social media feeds, and what you may or may not have seen on TV.
We're going to be talking relationships, family, faith, business, basically whatever we are learning about, fighting about, or laughing about lately.
We're going to be sharing our daily life, our struggles, successes, and our roses and thorns from each week.
And we don't want this podcast to just be about us, so we're also going to go behind the scenes with some of the people who inspire us the most.
We hope this podcast feels like you're joining us for a campfire.
Come hang out.
Well, we got
to. You can't start any other way than saying welcome back to Behind the Scenes podcast. There's nothing else you can say to start.
Audrey was making fun of me because I was about to start this podcast with welcome back to Behind the Scenes podcast. But
this is our 50th episode.
I say that all the time, I guess.
Not.
What are you supposed to say?
It's not our 50th episode. I don't know. Just start with something. Whatever we were talking about right before we started recording.
Speaking about what we're talking about, today we're going to be talking about all things fall, October. I don't know, season changing.
You don't know what we're going to be talking about?
Well, no. What do you want to call it?
Be talking about. We thought it'd be fun to talk about like pumpkin season, fall, our favorite things.
Did you just do what I just did and you made fun of me?
But you didn't say pumpkin season. Pumpkin season specifically. Because it's a huge time of the year for us and our family and just all of October. And we thought, what better way to kick off October 1st?
Yeah. Than to talk about
pumpkin season. Because that's pretty much what we do in October.
And a lot of, I guess you could call it fringe content as well, right?
Fringe content.
Like related.
We love fall. It's our favorite time of the year. My favorite season. It's your favorite season of the year too, right, babe?
You know,
you like summer too. You're more torn between summer.
Yeah,
and fall.
I like summer. I mean, the Oregon summer, you can't really beat it.
But fall, like late September, is one of the best times of the year because it's transition
September,
to fall,
early
but it's
October,
still warm, and it's our anniversary.
You start layering,
and we can start having fires in our house, but we can still have fires outside too.
Yeah, that is one thing that's kind of cool. I would say about the Pacific Northwest or this region is we
seasons
get, well, I guess a lot of other places get all four seasons, but I feel like it's just really intense here. We really get four seasons. And I feel like within like 4 days this year, we went from summer to fall.
Yeah. This year, especially, it's definitely more rainy and fall earlier. We're already having fires in our house, already inspired to pull out the sweaters and switch to our fall decor. I'm already diffusing my favorite fall blends in my diffuser, all those things, because it's just been so rainy and wet, which usually isn't typical of September in Oregon.
That all happened within 4 or 5 days.
Because 5 years ago when we got married on September 20th, it was 80 degrees and hot. And sometimes the first weekend of pumpkin season is 75 degrees and warm.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a hit or a miss. You never know, really. But the smell of the air changes and it's just crisp. And then later into October, you get the fog in the morning.
Yeah.
Getting up, driving to pumpkin season before the line appears on West Union.
Yeah.
In the fog.
That's back in the growth season, I feel. But speaking of which, we should get into pumpkin season. We thought we'd talk a little bit about pumpkin season and kind of share, you know, from our perspective, what it is, and B, from our perspective behind the scenes, I guess, of just kind of how it operates. And this is our 20th year doing it, which is a kind of a big deal. Our family's been doing
pumpkins for
20 years.
You've been doing pumpkins longer than you've been doing Little People, Big World.
Yeah. A couple of years. Yeah.
You should tell people. Because I've heard stories about the
first
pumpkin
season. Well, we don't do Little People,
Big
World anymore, you and I personally.
I know, but I'm just saying you should tell people stories about the first pumpkin season ever. Because didn't you guys do walking
tours?
Well,
I don't really remember the first pumpkin season, but I do remember what it was like.
How old would you have been?
Eight. So pumpkin season is, we used to do peaches. So we used to have like a you pick peaches farm, and so did our neighbors. But long story short, because we both did you pick peaches, we ended up deciding to go with pumpkins. And so they would do peaches. And it was you pick honk for service. So you would drive up and pick your peaches or pick your pumpkins and literally honk
the horn. You did this with peaches first and then you did it with pumpkins?
And then we shut down our peach farm to let the neighbors do peaches, and we decided...
Didn't you guys work it? Didn't Molly sit out there in the stand and collect money?
Molly
and
would sit out there at like 6 years old, five, I mean, so who knows, 8 years old, and collect like the change, like 50 cents or whatever for the peaches. And that, or people would honk and... then my mom or someone would come out and collect the money. It was like an honor system.
Just a cute little pumpkin patch.
Cute little, yeah, country pumpkin patch. I mean, nobody even knew who the Roloffs were back then.
Wow.
No, seriously. Like, it was just nothing. It was just nothing, really. It was just a cute little, and we weren't even like well-known locally because we were brand new.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And so.
But it is fascinating that little people run into pumpkin patch. And
yeah, like our farm was 5 years old at the time.
Yeah.
When we were doing this. So. Not only did nobody locally know us, but nobody knew us globally.
But you
either.
Were kind of in the newspapers and stuff. You were
well, sure, but nobody. It's just it gets kind of
yeah. The farm wasn't a thing yet.
No, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. The farm was not a thing.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, that's how it all kind of started. And then over the years, you know, with the show, it just progressed.
When did it become? When did pumpkin season really become a destination for people traveling?
Yeah, that, I mean...
And really scaled to being what, more in line with what it is now.
Yeah, probably like 12 years ago.
Yeah, so it's been still a massive operation for
absolutely,
a long time.
Yeah, it's been over a decade of being kind of a big farm.
What was its peak? Do you know what like the peak day was, amount of people or weekend?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that data is lost somewhere, but... so anyways, now people come from all over the world and... it's a really fun time. It's kind of like a little mini Oktoberfest fair, I think, if you will. Because we have a full food court where all these food carts come, and we got these fresh donuts and coffee carts and, you know, kettle corn, Hannah's popcorn, you name it. Like, we got all these cool food carts there. And then there's like a whole adventure area for the kids to play where there's a ton of games and sand pit and hay pyramid and
trike
slides
races, and
trike races
slingshots,
and rollers, slingshots.
There's that little petting zoo.
Or a corn maze.
Hay bale pyramid.
And then we do the tours, which goes around the whole farm. And actually, if you do the... I don't think we go by the swamp fort anymore. We don't. But no. The honk for service sign is hanging up on my swamp fort. And so people used to see that.
Which if you do it like a private tour for the farm, then usually... Zach takes them down there, right?
Yeah. If you do a private tour, Zach will, which if you don't know what the Golden Pass tours are, Roloff Farms is publicly only open during the month of October. But if you happen to be in town, you can book a Golden Pass tour. And Zach, typically it's Zach, will take you all around for like kind of a private tour of the whole farm. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And people really love that.
But if you don't do that, if you come to pumpkin season, you still can do the wagon tours, which is a 30-minute-ish, right, tour.
Yes.
And you're in a wagon pulled by a tractor, and you go around the property, and you actually get to get out in Cowboy Town and walk around for a little bit.
Around. You get to see the castle. The town. We have a big change this year with the treehouse.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
So sad.
Yeah, a couple storms. Damaged the tree so much that we actually just finished kind of removing it and taking it down. So that's kind of a big new.
Is there anything new this year?
Well, the pirate ship.
The pirate ship was new
last year, but still, I mean, that's new. A lot of people wouldn't have not seen that. So we have a full pirate ship and
kids can play on the pirate ship.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, my dad's been building a personal project that I think he's going to have out on display for pumpkin season, but I'll let him reveal that one.
Yeah, BTS.
Yeah. So pumpkin season is really fun, and this year is cool because, well, I guess we sell our book? We sold the version one of the Marriage Journal, I think, last year. But this year, we're going to be selling the Marriage Journal and A Love Letter Life. So we'll be doing, like, book signings every weekend.
We had lots of Always More stuff in the barn last year.
Yeah, that's what
but
we did last year.
This year, we're only going to do a few select things.
Cool, because for the Marriage Journal, this is like the only place you can really get it in person.
Or look at it in person, unless you buy it online and look at it when you get it. But
yeah, and it's really cool for us, babe, because we love it because we get to see people, we get FaceTime with people, and that's always kind of our favorite thing about, it was our favorite thing about book tour, is seeing people face to face who were impacted by our work.
It's one thing, we love reading comments and getting messages and stuff, but to actually get to have a conversation and hear a piece of somebody else's story in person via FaceTime is just so much more, I don't know, impactful, meaningful. It's cool. And people come from all over the country and world to come to pumpkin season. I mean, that map that you guys put out every year with the pins where you can pin where you're from fills up with every state in the first or second weekend. And so it's just really cool to meet all kinds of people, people that are coming for their first time to pumpkin season, or people that have been coming for, some people come every year.
There's this guy, Ronnie,
from out of town. Ronnie.
He comes
every day.
Every single day. I mean, he's missed like a couple days, but a couple days in 10 years. He's come every single day for pumpkin season for like, I don't think it's quite 10 years, but my point is that's a long time to show up. Ronnie always comes in this black van.
Yeah.
And parks right up front. Is the nicest guy. And so my point is we've got these cool people that have turned, are, you know, Roll Farm pumpkin,
and we see them every year. And a lot of the employees, it's so fun to see every year. A lot of the employees will come back and they come out every year. So it's just like a cool, it's a really fun culture. And, you know, it feels like a lot of October because it's all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, every weekend in October.
It's like been my October for, you know, a long time, my life. Yeah.
And even when you lived in Santa Barbara, you would come back for a lot of the weekends because you would help your dad or drive the tractors, or you guys were filming. I remember my first pumpkin season was when we were dating, and it was, I remember I'd never seen the farm. I'd never been to pumpkin season growing up, even though I grew up in Portland. I'd never been. I'd been to Gross and Peaches, which is the peach farm right next door to Roll Off Farms, but my family never went. We went to this other pumpkin patch, which shall not be named. But anyways, my first experience at pumpkin season, Jer gave my family, my parents, a tour, like the equivalent of a Golden Pass tour around the farm.
Did I really?
Which was fun because there was a lot of things that I hadn't even seen at that point. Like, I remember going through the mine shaft.
Yeah, I gave you guys a pretty...
I didn't even know that the mine shaft existed at that point. But anyways, that was super fun, and just seeing it operate. And then over the years for me, just being able to be more of a part of it and play a role in it. And it's just been really fun to be more of a part of it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And especially now that like we, you know, Audrey and I have a big heart for relationships and, well, really life in general. And so we stepped away from the show a few years ago and devoted, you know, our work towards developing, you know, some tools and resources to just help people live more intentionally. And that's turned into a book and the journal and lots of other, you know, things online. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because people now come up to you, babe, at pumpkin season, and me at, and Always More. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many people wearing Always More.
Or people will come up and just pull up their sleeve and they have an Always More tattoo. Yeah. Or they'll come up crying and say that the Marriage Journal saved their marriage. Or like those kinds of things are just priceless moments that we wouldn't get if pumpkin season didn't exist.
That's really cool for us because it's made you, I think, feel really a part of it and part of the process. But
totally.
That being said, I mean, it's been 20 years and I think as family, we're still contemplating... We're really starting to contemplate, you know, what's the future of pumpkin season, because, you know, with the dynamics of the family and my parents being divorced and just...
Controversial subject.
We're not going to get into it. I'm just saying it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
And all the kids, we all have our own lives. And so, you know, we'll see. I guess that's a good... that's a good cliffhanger to, if you're even remotely thinking about it, and you're in driving distance, come on out.
And I will say too, if you are interested in coming to pumpkin season. I mean, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, you should come. It's so fun. We'd love to meet you, especially if you have kids. I mean, it is so cheap to come with your kids can go and play basically all day for
like $12.
$12. Like, it's very affordable and really fun and just like a good family activity thing to do in the fall as a family. So if you live locally, like, you should definitely come. We'd love to meet you. It's just a really fun thing to do. I'm so excited to see Ember this year in the pumpkin patch, because last year she was kind of still wobbly, barely walking, but this year she'll be able to go on the rail rollers and even ride the bikes and do all the stuff that's in the Adventure Zone. So
yeah, she'll have a lot of fun.
That will be fun to see her do that. So anyways, pumpkin season's been fun. We've done it every year, or I guess we lived in LA.
Yeah, but we did. We came back.
And when we lived in Bend, and then we came back, and then obviously since we've been here, we've done it. Last year was, or 2 years ago, was a little tricky because we had a newborn. Mm-hmm. I didn't go as much, but Jeremy was there every day. One year we even trained for a half marathon. I remember we would wake up at 6 a.m. Mm. after driving back from Bend and run like 9 or 11 miles and then do pumpkin season
all day, which is kind of crazy.
We had a half marathon that we ran in November. So we were like,
crazier than
training.
It sounds, because, you know, we're taking, you know, we're meeting people all day, taking photos all day. And emotionally, it's like a lot. It's a lot. We love it. And I think it's good. It's a season, you know, but it's just so much energy is being put out.
Sometimes we would have to do our run after pumpkin season. Remember how mad you would get?
And this is the half marathon we trained for that we wrote about in the book that we ran together.
Yes. It was really kind of a crazy time to choose to do that, but we also wanted to do it. I'm glad we did it, and I'm glad we did it before we had kids. It was actually really fun. Like, looking back, getting up early in the morning, foggy mornings, putting on our tights, going for runs.
Yeah, it was miserably good in hindsight.
Well, you're really fit.
Yeah, that's true. I'm missing that right now.
Going to go back to...
Well, speaking of that, I like to use fall, specifically with the change in weather and whatnot. I think it's a great opportunity for people to kind of build a little mini new year within their year. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've probably since college used kind of seasonal changes as like personal, emotional, mental, and lifestyle changes. So with the change of the season, you know, usually I reassess things, or I commit to like genres. Like, you know, it's...
What do you mean commit to genres?
Well, just things to process or think about. For me specifically, that translates with like reading. Instead of like sporadically reading like a health book, a theology book, a business book, I just commit to like an idea or concept. And so, you know, like this fall, I'm committing to a concept where I'll read a lot of books I've been kind of wanting to read, but they're all in the same genre. And so this fall...
What genre?
Well, this one...
Space.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of like science fiction, space, John Lennox, Ravi, Zacharias, Timothy Keller's.
That's not all space. That's more
it's
theology.
But it's all creationism and kind of... the beginning, I guess you could say, explained.
That's
so
interesting.
And I also watch like YouTube videos to go along with them. And it's kind of like a way to study something, I guess, for a season. But then I feel like instead of reading these books over the course of the next 5 years, if you kind of condense them all into like a season and just commit to a genre, you'll get a lot more out of it. Mm. And so for me, that's been really helpful. Like
and reading related
like previously,
works.
I committed to, I think last fall, I committed to more of like a entrepreneurial business category. And I read a ton of focused books kind of on that category. And I got more out of that than I would have just by, you know, sporadically reading different genres.
Yeah.
And I just read the C.S. Lewis Space Trilogy to kind of kick it off. So anyways, maybe in the notes, I don't have them all on the top of my head, but I'll compile all the books I'm going to read and share them.
Yeah. I like that. I like using the seasons as a shift in just a reassessment of your habits, your morning routine. Things change. I mean, you know, here, like Jeremy said, we have really distinct seasons. And then we also have daylight saving time, and it gets really you know, in the summer it stays light till 9 p.m. But then come fall, it'll be dark at 5 p.m. So, you know, your life just kind of shifts.
And yeah, it forces the shift and it forces you to kind of slow down mm-hmm. a little bit. And summer is such kind of a busy go, go, go. Like you're usually at parties or events mm-hmm. or camping, and, you know, all this stuff. And then winter is a good time to kind of slow down and reassess, I guess, life's priorities.
Yeah. And I think just going off that, babe, my reading list lately has been all books about rest and yeah. slowing down and rhythms. And just we have a couple friends that specifically wrote books on that topic that come out this October. And we're hoping to have maybe a couple of them on the podcast yeah, too soon. But anyways, just thinking more about, yeah, I think fall is a great time of the year for that. As busy as pumpkin season is, we're intentional about the other things going on in our life to be able to be present there.
Hold up. Realistically, it's 12 days. So, yeah. I mean, it's.
And then the other days, it's like we're resting, we're cozy, we're in our house, we're.
Well, then you have November, December, January, February, you know, of the rest of the chilling. Season. Yeah. Of fall, totally. Winter. So I think it's a good time to kind of. You know, use the excuse of recommitting to some values or assessing your values instead of waiting for the new year.
Right. And I like being able to do things that also sort of signify that shift in reassessing or making new goals, whether it's decorating your house for fall, like just a visual representation of the change or a shift in music. Like we always listen to different music in the summertime than we do in yeah. fall time. Then it turns to Ben Howard and totally. John Mayer and slower things.
Actually, we wrote those down. Let's give people we wrote down some artists that we do like to listen to in the fall. And I feel like every time we add one of these to our,
it's like go-to
to our fall. Instagram stories, everyone's always asking. So if you want some good tunes for the fall/winter, you know who's not on here, babe?
Mainly Ben Howard's been a staple for fall. John Mayer, Johnny Swim, Ben Rector, Bon Iver, Chelsea Coulter. How do you say it? Cutler. Your Instagram stories ones. Yeah. What are the other ones that you...
Hold on. You just said it so people don't know what they are. So let me go through
the list. Jeez.
Ben Howard. Well, you just rambled through
them.
What do
you mean don't know who they are or don't know where they are?
Ben Howard.
You need context for them? People can look them up and listen.
John Mayer. Johnny Swim is a good one. Ben Rector, classic. Bon Iver.
A lot of Bens.
Classic. Chelsea Cutler and relating artists. I think I'm into those. And then Dustin DeBute. Though that's a good fall mix list, especially if you listen to related artists.
Yeah, definitely. I'm into it.
Yeah. Sorry, good. You just rambled through them. I thought I'd slow down a little bit.
Oh, okay. It's good.
Let's see. Another good thing to do with the change of season is like recommit to a lifestyle change. For me, October 1st this year is going to be kind of a recommitment to either intermittent fasting or I might try something else. Dan, who works in the office with us, a lot of you guys know now, has been doing, I guess you could call it a diet, but has changed his lifestyle and his eating habits. And it's been really awesome and positive. And so he's got me kind of going on that. And it's comes from a book we're reading called How Not to Die. And so you look that up. But it's basically a plant-based diet, which is something I never really thought I would engage in. But then, you know, with anything, when you start digging, you come to conclusions and you either reject the conclusions or accept them. And so I'm finding myself kind of up in the air, reassessing a lot of things I believe about what I eat and my diet. And so that's pretty fun. But I think fall is a good time to recommit. So October 1st, I've chosen it to be kind of my, like we've started with this whole little mini section here. It's kind of the new year, I guess. But
it's good.
And then January 1st is a good time to kind of reassess that and then ultimately recommit to things for the actual calendar year.
And we're gonna have a baby.
January 8th. Pretty crazy. We'll see when, but
yeah, with my track record, guys, it'll probably be January 18th or 19th.
Names are hard. Boy names.
Names are hard. Girl names, I feel like, were so much easier, but well, then again, we didn't agree on really, we had only one or two other ones that we liked and agreed on besides Ember.
Yeah, I guess
but
so.
But boy names are even harder. We super really hard. Only have one.
Yeah, well, we only have one or two. One, I would say, that we're like kind of strong on. And we'll probably share it pretty soon, but.
Whoa, not till he's born.
Jeez, Jer.
Jeez, so. Jer. I like it being a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we've covered it. We've out covered it.
I think so. This was,
episode, we just...
We knew this was going to be a shorter episode, and we were just going to cover some fall things. One thing, babe, that you said before this that you wanted to talk about that we didn't do is just kind of ways to make a home feel, how we make our home feel cozy and fall-y.
Yeah.
You want to... That might be kind of fun for some people to hear.
Maybe the female people yeah. would like
Why don't
it.
You run through it? I just talked for a little bit, so you run through it.
No, yeah. I just think it's going, you know, going back to the seasons thing, having things that signify the change in your life that you can get excited about, like changing the doormat, you know, or whatever, just little things like that that make the change of the seasons fun and well,
especially
special
if you don't actually have season changes. Like, what do you... I don't know.
If you live in a place where it's even keel temperature all year. Yeah, seriously. And
I don't think we did any of this.
No.
Because it was kind of hard and didn't really make sense.
We didn't even wear our sweaters or our Carhartts.
Yeah, it's kind of...
You did wear your Carhartt a few times, but you looked like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, we like to put flannel sheets on our bed, you know, get a couple new throw pillows for the couch, or swapping kitchen or dish towels for fall.
A lot of what we do now fall colored kitchen dish towels related.
Yeah, and I think again, like music, we talked about this in our episode about our anniversary traditions and stuff too, about how music can trigger emotions and memories, and so can scent in a way that visuals in a more intensified way, maybe. Anyways, so I think scent, you know, is one of those things where that's why people love fall smelling candles or Christmas smelling things at Christmas time, because it reminds them of previous years and memories and things like that. And so for us, we have diffusers in pretty much every room in our house. Mm-hmm. And fall blends are my absolute favorite to diffuse, because they just smell so good. It makes our house smell like I'm constantly baking pumpkin bread and brewing chai tea and yeah. like we just all of the delicious tree. All of the delicious things. So I love doing that, and I'm like, is it too soon? But October 1st, I feel like is...
No, the only real debate with that is Christmas music.
Yeah, that's true. We wait on Christmas music, though, until November.
Until after Thanksgiving.
But anyways, yeah, fall diffuser blends. I love, you know, bergamot and orange and cinnamon bark and nutmeg and clove and all those kind of woodsy, cinnamony, mm-hmm. fall-themed things. Plus then we're not burning a bunch of toxins into our house, because they're all natural, 100% natural plant-based essential oils. So totally safe, which is great, especially yeah. because I'm pregnant right now. So
yeah,
we love doing that too.
I just thought of something. If you guys want to read a free book on us, we partnered with Audible a little while ago, and we have a free trial for people. So you get 30 days. You get 30 days free trial. This is going back to the book thing. 30 days free trial, and you get to download a first book for free.
But it's Audible, so it's really fall listening. Like, you don't get to read it, right? You listen.
Yeah, you listen to it. It's Audible.
Or can you get it physical,
no,
too?
No, I think it's just
Audible. Yeah.
But anyways, if you just go to audibletrial.com/rolloff, again, that's audibletrial.com/rolloff, you can do that there. And literally, that just takes you to a page, and from there, you just sign up for a free trial, 30-day trial. And anyways, yeah. We love it. That's how I'm reading How Not to Die right now, and I've got a couple more books queued up.
It's good, baby. Yeah, because so many books come out in October. We know this, too, from being in publishing now. October, mm-hmm. September is just a huge time of new books coming out, so
mm-hmm.
if you have one that you've had your eye on and you want to get it for free and
yeah,
listen.
Yeah. And I guess another resource would be the Sense, all the Sense that you just talked about is their Young Living essential oils. And if anyone wants to know more about them, you have an Instagram account, right?
Yep. Instagram account, More Than Oils, where I talk about just all non-toxic clean products, but specifically essential oils too. And I love to share a lot of my diffuser blends on there.
That's like,
as well.
That's like where we do all our toothpaste, all our, you know, oils, a lot of your makeup.
Cleaning, baby products, everything.
My whey protein, our granola, blah, blah, blah. List keeps going, but well, babe, I think that's good.
I think that's good. I hope we get to see some of you guys at pumpkin season. DM us if you're coming so we can look out for you. Let us know. You guys can also, one more thing I want to mention too is there is a Instagram account for the farm called Roll Off Farms, and they post a lot of updates about pumpkin season things. Sometimes there's special things happening on certain weekends where they'll have bands come out or different things going on that are specific to that weekend. And so if you want to kind of see what's going on there, you can follow that account. And it kind of tracks pumpkin season.
Yeah.
It kind of dies the rest of the year and then picks back up during pumpkin season. But just thought I'd put that out there. But hope we get to meet some of you guys at pumpkin season. And again, we'll be signing copies of A Love of Our Life too throughout the weekends down there. Too,
every day, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So cool. Well, hope you guys have a good week. Hope you make, I guess, October 1st or just the change of the season, your New Year's New Year.
Yeah. And don't forget, if you share the episode, that we buy 5 of you coffee every single week. So if you want a free pumpkin spice latte on us, then all you got to do is screenshot this episode right now. Get out your phone, wherever you are listening to it. Take a quick screenshot, share it to your Instagram stories, and then tag both Jeremy and I, as well as Behind the Scenes Podcast on Instagram. Let us know what you loved about the episode, you know, something that maybe got you thinking, and just share it to your stories, and we randomly select 5 winners every week to give a little Starbucks gift card to. Yep. So,
all right, well, we will talk to you guys next
week. Happy October.